And it's all over here in McCool Park in this Electric Ireland Ulster Minor Football Championship quarterfinal. Donegal have crossed the line at their ease. 4-15 to 5 points against Fermanagh. A 22.1 in the end for Luke Barrett's side. They were dominant in the first half, but only held a 1-6-2 point advantage at half time. 7 points at that stage, but they were pretty dominant in all areas, but perhaps on the scoreboard. 5 minutes in, it was De Hegel Day that got them going. He ended up with 2-6 to his name. A brilliant display by the Glen Swilly man. 10 minutes, Mark McDevitt kicked Donegal's second. On the quarter hour mark, Donegal went out to 3 through wing back Finbar Rorty. Finally, on 16 minutes, Fermanagh were off the mark with a point. Sean McLaughlin and Big Bun Cranaman racing through the middle from distance kicked Donegal's fourth point on 20 minutes. And then a mistake by the Fermanagh keeper Shea McElroy, getting his dispatch all wrong, intercepted by that there man De Hegel Day. Swap passes, the move was progressed in, and he rolled to the back of the net. Donegal 1-4 to 1 point at that stage. Gilday then soon after moved Donegal out to 1-5. De Hegel Day again on 27 minutes, 1-6 at that stage for Donegal. And then just before the break, Kane O'Brien from a free got Fermanagh's second point. Donegal exploded out of the blocks, 2 goals inside a minute and a half after the restart. The first sub Padraig Coyle setting up Larkin McGee just 20 seconds in. Keenan Fitzpatrick kicked a point for Fermanagh to move them to 3 points, but just a minute later, Mark McDevitt direct ball into De Hegel Day, one's high above the air, turns his man Lanty Feely and blasts high to the back net. That left a 3-6 to 3 points at that there stage, a 12 point gap. Gilday again a free from the hands here on the press box side off the right foot, curled over beautifully with an angle against him. That left a 3-7 to 3 points. Then Cian McMenamin, 45, nonchalant 4-5 step run up, just booted it brilliantly with the outside of the boot. That left Donegal 3-8 to 3 points. Then Keelan Fitzpatrick, who was Fermanagh's best player on the day, third point from play, moved the airmen to 4. Things kept getting better for Donegal. Carl Joseph Moy, a routine free from the hands on the left foot. That left Donegal 3-9 to 4 points. De Hegel Day in 43 minutes again took his tally to 3-5 at that there stage, 3-10 for Donegal. And then Mark McDevitt on the 3-quarter hour mark, Donegal 3-11, Fermanagh still 4 points, 16 point gap at that stage. Then Gilday's last influence before he departed, a free, his 2-6 tally in the bag as he departed. That left a 3-12 to 4 points, a 17 point gap. Mark McDevitt then moved Donegal out to a massive 18 points, was 3-13 playing 4 points. Fermanagh finally stuttered to 5 points. Matty McDermott with the effort there from play, but Finbar Rorty and Sean Martin on 53 and 54 minutes left a 3-15 to 5 points, 19 points at that there stage. And then late on, Kevin Lynch, the substitute, Donegal's 4th goal, final score of the game. That was 4-15 to 5 points. Donegal march on into the semi-finals with a 22.1 over Fermanagh in the bag.